And you're very welcome back to Lifeline, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio with Stephen Kelly. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning.
And Stephen, you're from the Irish Guide Dogs, you're a puppy walking supervisor. I've got your title right.
Yes, I am.
So tell us a little bit about this, and I know today you're looking for people to take on a few dogs to train. So tell us a little bit about the work you do.
Yeah, so our company in regard to what we do is training guide dogs and assistance dogs. So guide dogs for visually impaired and assistance dogs for kids with autism. My role itself is I'm a puppy supervisor, so I supervise the training of pups from 8 weeks old to about 14 or 15 months. And they're placed in homes with families or people. And again, like I said, we supervise them over the year, make sure everything's okay. And eventually they will hopefully leave those people to get into Cork and become guide dogs or assistance dogs.
And can anyone be trained with the guide dog?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. Anyone, like, it's for the most part for my job with puppies, we tend to get a lot of people who don't have experience with dogs or have some, or people who maybe want to get a dog but aren't sure. And it's a really good start for anyone looking to get a dog, because they get a good level of knowledge by the time the dog goes, so they know what they're doing really, if they want to get their own dog.
So if a family say that they want to, you know, take a puppy on and train them, would they have to have had training themselves to take on a puppy, or are you just there on hand to give them a
help? That's what we do, yeah. So no, you don't need experience with it. That's part of our job. So we place puppies, like I said, at 8 weeks old, and we go through the year with them. We have puppy classes. We'd see them out and about to make sure everything's okay. And any advice or training help that they need, we advise on that at the time.
And today you have Maggie in with you. She's gorgeous. Tell us a little bit about her.
So Maggie is a four-month-old golden retriever. Right now she is being puppy walked by Lisa Such over in Clare Hall. Lisa's been with us now for about 6 years, almost. She's a great puppy walker for us, and again, every puppy walker we have, they are brilliant, you know. But Maggie is also a potential breeding stock for us, so she will be looked at for our breeding program over the course of the year also. She might not make that, but she will still go training otherwise, so yeah. So Maggie's been up here now since she was 8 weeks old, and so far so good. She's ticking along nicely, and
she's lovely.
Yeah,
she's very lovely. Very placid there anyway, and happy. And how long will the training now have Maggie for?
She'll have her probably for another 10 months.
Okay, and is there any specific thing, a daily thing that the trainers will have to do with the dogs? I know they'll have to walk them, but is there anything else that's kind of they say so, they have to do?
Yeah, so what we're looking for with anyone who's interested is people who are at home for the most part of the day. If you're in part-time work where you're maybe working 4 hours a day and you're interested, get us in an application. You could be suitable. The main things we're looking for is a fully enclosed garden and kids over the age of 5 years old. Okay. And no applicants under the age of 18. So no students and no college students, because again, they're in college, they're working as such during the day. But families who are interested, or people who are interested, definitely like get in touch anyway. So,
and is there an age limit?
Like I said, 18 is our.
I mean, the other end.
The upper age.
The upper age.
Not really. Again, if they're fit enough and you know, able enough, we'll take anyone on if they're willing and able to do it. Let's say, you know, now it could be a case that if they're not sure, we can also give them a dog temporarily, so for a week, to see how they find it. Is it too much, or are they okay? You know, and that's a nice way of starting off as well.
And then I suppose probably some dogs might not be suited to some families, and can they chance again? If it didn't work out, say, with one dog, can they have a go with another dog and see if they're more compatible then?
It depends really on the situation as well, you know. So there's always going to be a number of factors involved in a dog not being suitable for somebody. But for the most part, like, our dogs can, like, I don't want to say tend to be fairly standard, you know, but they're across the board, we tend to get similar behavior. So but again, every dog is different, you know, so it might not work with one dog, but yes, it could work with another dog. It would have to be looked at the time, but it is an option.
I mean, usually over the years probably associated, I suppose, Labradors with guide dogs, but Maggie's not a Labrador, is she?
Maggie is a full golden retriever. We have the Labradors. We would cross the two, so we've got Labretriever, and also coming up soon, we actually have a German Shepherd Golden Retriever cross litter coming as well, and that's our first litter of those, I think, in about 2 years. And again, lovely looking dog, but that's kind of what we use. We used to use the Labradoodles and the Golden Doodles, but not at the moment.
Why is that now?
Just there wasn't the demand for them, let's say. You know, they were used primarily for people with maybe allergies or stuff like that, you know, and they were good for that, but the demand wasn't that great. So we've just gone back to what we call our standard issue, which is primarily the lab retriever mix. So,
okay, and you mentioned as well there, Stephen, that we associate guide dogs with people who are visually impaired or blind. But you mentioned that they use for it with children as well.
Yeah, the children with autism. We've done that now since 2005. As far as I know, we were the first country in Europe to bring it in. It came across from the States, and it's been going on great. Our program, actually the list for the assistance dogs, actually opened up, I think it was last weekend, and it was closed in 4 hours. It had enough applicants in four hours to fill the year. So the demand is massive for those dogs as well. But yeah, that's what we train as well. We train guide and assistance dogs.
And have you noticed an improvement with the children with autism when they've...
I think if you ask any family who has a dog out there that with child with autism, they will say they've seen a massive difference with the children, yeah.
Maybe we'll have a parent in some day to talk how the difference, and it'll be great. What if somebody grows really, really attached to the dog and they don't want to give it up?
It's going to happen. No matter what you do, it's going to happen. And it is the toughest part of puppy walking is giving your dog back at the end of the time. The one thing I've always said to my puppy walkers, and I would say to anyone who's interested in doing it, is you're looking at the future here. You're looking at not a puppy at 8 weeks old and not a puppy at 14 months old. You're looking at a fully qualified dog in, say, almost 2 years' time. These guys are superheroes. They are life changers, and that's what you need to look at. These guys are going to go and change somebody's life, you know, whether it be a visually impaired person or, like I said, a kid with autism, you know.
Yeah, so you're giving them a good start in life,
exactly,
to go on and help,
exactly,
somebody else, which is great. And when the dogs are with the trainer for up to 2 years, you say,
yeah,
do they kind of, I suppose, have a kind of separation anxiety after leaving the people who they've been with for 2 years?
I would say, yeah, there's always going to be that, you know. But dogs are resilient, you know, and they recover fairly quick. So what happens is when they leave the puppy walker, they head down to our centre in Cork, into our ETU, which is our early training unit, to their new trainer. And for the initial period, the trainer is just bonding with them and settling with them. They're not straight into... you know, their work. They take that bit of time to help find that bond with the dog, you know, and then hopefully go on and the dog will train well with that trainer, you know.
Is that in a home environment as well?
It can be, depending on the dog. For the most part, they're in our centre, in our kennel unit. And again, there's plenty of dogs down there, but some dogs, of course, aren't going to suit sitting in a kennel. And they will get them out overnight into family homes, and they come back in then at, I think, 8 o'clock the next morning to go back out for training again. So
they don't kind of overstay. They kind of go back home and come back on the daily kind of.
The one thing is, it wouldn't be going back with the puppy walker. It's going back just to a
new
home.
Family. Yeah. And they're used to that environment, probably. It's great work you're doing. I also noticed there a few years ago when I was in Temple Street with my son that there was a dog been brought in around the patients. That's a new thing I've seen as well in hospitals. Is that happening in all the hospitals?
I think it varies really, but you have therapy dogs as well, but we also have companion dogs on our program as well, which can be used for that as well. But it's definitely becoming more and more popular, let's say, out there.
Yeah.
And look, there's a reason for it, you know. Dogs are they're stress busters, you know. They make you smile, they make you happy, they make you laugh, they make you cry.
Especially my dog. I love him, I do love him, but he's looking at Maggie there, she's so calm compared, and he's 8 years old, she's only 4 months old. But I think it's a great idea. So for people who are in the hospice, it says that is great comfort to somebody who's very, very, very ill, and they just, even to stroke a dog, it gives you some sort of comfort and relaxation.
Oh, yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
And you know the way she's a training dog. Are you allowed to bring, if you're working and you have to work, are you allowed to bring the dogs into work, I wonder?
You can. It depends on your job, how long you're there for during the day, and if your work allows it as well. Now, technically, our puppies and our training dogs are legally allowed everywhere. You know, that it is law. The only place we're not allowed to go is Dublin Zoo. But anywhere else, yes, you can. like I said, it would depend on the situation. It would depend on the work that the person is doing,
yeah,
and how long they're in for during the day. So like with an 8 week old puppy, realistically, you wouldn't want to be having it in an office for 8 hours a day.
I'm just thinking, if somebody out there wants to do the training, but they're in work, but if the work allows them to bring them in, you know, it might be a good idea as well.
Yeah, it's always an option.
And
definitely.
Are they allowed to go in taxis as well?
Taxi
starts, buses everywhere, like that. Great. So, Stephen, tell us a little bit about, you're looking for trainers, okay? So how many, roughly, people are you looking for in the Dublin area?
As many as we can get.
Really?
Anyone who's interested, please get in touch.
And how do they get in touch? Have you a number? Or
So we have our website, www.guidedogs.ie.
Guidedogs.ie, okay.
There's a volunteering link on that page. Just follow it and it'll bring you to an application form and you can fill that out. And that will come directly to one of the supervisors. So there's myself, Graham Maher, and Orla Glavin down in Cork. Obviously, Cork won't hear this, but we have our three
supervisors.
Well,
we're on the webcam, so
definitely
they'll probably hear. We put up on podcasts as well, so they can have a listen.
Yeah.
So that's great. So they go on to www.guidedogs.ie if they want to become volunteers. And it's more or less for 2 years.
It's pretty 12 months, you could say. So we place them at 8 weeks old, and they'll be leaving them at around 14 or 15 months old. So from that then, I said, they go to Cork, they're in training then from there. If the guys want to contact me also, they can get me on my email. It's Stephen, Stephen, at guidedogs.ie.
And what made you get involved with this? Have you always been into animals? And
I've always had a love of dogs, I started off doing a lot of voluntary work with the dog pounds and just like walking their dogs, or you know, I'd transport them somewhere if they needed it. And then I got involved in the rehoming and stuff like that with the likes of Dogs in Distress and other voluntary organisations. And then from there I went to Dogs Trust when they opened up in Finglas there, and kind of I've built my way up, let's say, to the job I'm in now. I've been here now for almost 6 years
and enjoy it. You really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's honestly the most rewarding job I've ever had, you know.
So that's the same. I mean, dogs and animals in general, as I said, they are kind of very soothing, relaxing, and they do give you joy, they make you happy.
Definitely.
I mean, and like I said, sometimes they make you cry. I mean, if you feel like a but no, I have to say I do love dogs. But Stephen, before I let you go, how do you work for the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind? I remember years ago they used to be Christmas cards and stuff like that. Is there anything like that this year?
Yeah, we do it every year. You're pretty looking at, on this side of town, Clare Hall Shopping Centre.
They're going to be selling.
Artane Shopping Centre as well. We'll be selling cards, calendars, Christmas baubles, teddy bears, you name it, they have it. So they're also available on our website as well, so if they go onto the link as well, if they're interested in, there will be stuff up there as well. And again, like I said, the Christmas baubles are one of our best sellers every year. They're handmade, and they're absolutely beautiful, so if people are interested and want to go on,
they'll get them on the website as well.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks a million for coming in. And Maggie's been so good. She's just sitting down there. She's very, very calm. And so she's only 4 months. So she's another about 8 months in that family to get trained. And then they've probably be heartbroken letting her go. She's such a lovely dog. But as I said, you know, they go on to do, I saw such good work for other people. And Steve, maybe you'll come in again and
I'd
talk to us.
More than happy to.
Let us know how things are going. Listen, thanks a million, Stephen.
Thank you.
And